Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Dr. Brenda Caselius is the new superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. She's facing a lot of big issues in the state's largest school district. She has a mandate from the state to overhaul the district's central office. And the district has had to close and clean half a dozen schools due to elevated levels of lead. With those challenges in mind, WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel asked about her transition to Milwaukee and her hopes for the first year on the job.
I wanted to just start off by asking about your first impressions of Milwaukee. How long have you been in town, and what do you think so far?
Well, ever since I was announced as the selected candidate, I have been in Milwaukee almost full time. So I've been looking for a home and have really been able to drive around Milwaukee and see it. And I'm just really impressed. And it's a beautiful state. You know, I'm a lake girl, so I really enjoy the lake and the lake views. And the downtown's been wonderful as well. And I've been able to get in schools too. And I'm really impressed by what I've been able to see.
When you're thinking about your first year on the job, what are your top priorities?
Well, in my first year, obviously, I want to improve literacy rates. So academics is top of the list. However, as your listeners probably know, we have a significant lead issue here in the schools. And so that has consumed much of my time to get underneath and to provide additional capacity to the team to ensure that we're able to remediate that. Lots of training of our staff and retraining of our staff as we begin to clean and remediate the lead. Also communications and working with our communications division on issues of transparency and trust. And so I'm hoping to be able to make myself available and our team available to answer questions of the public and to make sure that they know what's happening in Milwaukee Public Schools. And then also with DPI, we're working on our budget and our finances, which is critical. We obviously have a corrective action plan, so making sure that we know where every dollar is spent so that we could be good stewards of the public's trust. And then I have to have a good team in place. So there's many positions open on my cabinet, and so we'll be hiring the best and the brightest, both internal and external, so that we can make sure that we're able to deploy some of the findings of the governor's operational audit and the academic audit that we'll be getting in May, put together some real good plans that are community-led and community-driven for our next strategic plan within the district in partnership with our board and the public and our parents.
Feel free to disagree with this characterization if you'd like, but a lot of people consider this a time of turnaround for MPS. Like, all of these state audits are mandating quite a big overhaul in the district and expecting more. What type of experience do you have with a true turnaround of an organization?
Well, I think that there are lots of bright spots in Milwaukee Public Schools to start out with. As I've been able to get into schools, I've been seeing a lot of seeds of opportunity, particularly in some of our elementaries, our Montessoris, and our high schools with their career technical ed programs, that we have the MKE Rec and the opportunities they offer to students with athletics and connectedness and belonging in programs, our music programs and art programs, obviously thanks to the residents of Milwaukee for the referendum to be able to continue those support systems. But truly, getting the governor's operational audit was eye-opening, and there are central staffing concerns and restructuring that probably will be needed here in the district as we begin to look at the hard work of being an efficient organization that serves our children well, and then getting under our academic program as well and making sure that that's coherent and aligned, K-12, well, actually early childhood all the way through grade 12, so that we can ensure that the diploma means something and our children are career and college ready. So those are some issues. As far as my preparation in turnaround, that's really been basically what I've done my entire career. I've worked in large urban districts, and have the expertise in turnaround, particularly in doing it at the large district level, not just as a principal doing school turnaround as a school leader, but also doing that then in Memphis City Schools, where we were able to turn around our middle schools of those 31 middle schools that I oversaw, moving from, four schools that were making adequate yearly progress only out of the 31 to all but four making adequate yearly progress within 4 years. So we saw a 22% literacy gain for our eighth graders. And, so we were really, really excited about some of the fast work we were able to do in Memphis. And, when I was commissioner, we saw graduation rates improve. And, that was the case in Boston as well. So there's just a lot of pieces that you put together so that children succeed in a turnaround situation, both at the district level and at the school level. But a lot of that hinges on having great principals and great teachers. And it's my commitment to our Milwaukee parents and students that we're going to have caring and competent teachers in every single classroom and leaders in every single school who are on fire for this work, and hope to get that done.
And I just want to note for listeners, when you mentioned your work as commissioner, you were the commissioner of education for the state of Minnesota. So that
I
was
was.
what
I
you
was
were
the,
referencing.
that's correct. I was the commissioner for the state of Minnesota for 8 years under Governor Mark Dayton.
Excellent. I want to circle back to some of the priorities that you mentioned at the beginning. What would you say to parents who say every single school in MPS should be tested for lead paint and lead poisoning levels, and I'm not going to send my kid to school until that happens? I mean, how do you approach this? I will mention here for listeners that the district came out with a lead mitigation report earlier this week and a plan moving forward. I'm wondering if you can briefly walk us through that and share how the district plans to handle this in the coming year.
So one, yes, I have been handed the significant issue of lead in our schools, which we are handling. Handling the lead situation, the city and state have been great partners in that. We did develop a plan in coordination with them. They're reviewing the plan. If there are any things that we have to tweak or adjust to that plan, we will absolutely do that. We are in the process of working with lead experts who are overseeing our work now. And retraining our staff. And of course, that's a huge ordeal to train all of your custodial staff who are doing the cleaning on proper cleaning procedures, as well as those who are doing the painting and remediation. Even when they're lead certified and ready to go, they are still human. And so it's coming behind them and making sure and doing retraining. And this is continuous process with so many people who are on the job trying to make this and do it right.
How does the district afford that? I mean, how do you plan to afford a massive lead remediation project?
Well, right now, because we're in an emergency situation, we are using every dollar that we can find. However, long term, I've been on the job 7 days now, so I'm looking underneath all of our budget and trying to find where the money can come from outside of new funding. This is going to be money that will be taken from schools, and so we have got to find ways to remediate this efficiently and not have it impact the bottom line for what money is going to be going to kids. We do have some reserve funds in our capital budgets that we will use for this remediation. However, if this is going to be an ongoing long-term problem because it is painting and paint has to constantly be updated, and we have currently, anywhere from 275 million to 300 million in deferred maintenance already. There's just a lot of work I have to do in order to get underneath our overall financial picture to assess where the future dollars are going to come from for a long-term continued remediation when issues do come up with any kind of peeling paint that we might find.
My last question for you is just about your vision for Milwaukee. Why do do you want to lead the school district, and what do you see to be the future of Milwaukee Public Schools?
Well, the reason I came to Milwaukee was because we have 67,000 children and 90% of them are poor. And they deserve the same opportunities that any other child would have within this state and within this nation. And so that's why I'm here. And my vision for the school district is that every child would leave us with the preparation to be able to succeed in life. And in their careers, so that they can have happiness and have a family and be citizens in the community and give back and pay it forward, like I hope to do. So, and have done my entire life. I had programs that were built for me when I was a kid. I grew up in poverty and on welfare, and it was the social network that was put together for me to make my way out of poverty. And I want to give back and make sure that every other kid has that same opportunity that I had.
Dr. Brenda Caselius is the new superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.